All right, we're going to do this. This is not a request, I know. I keep messing it up, so I do it so I get it right. That's the reason it's not as popular. This is a sign. If you keep messing the song up, there's something wrong. I have a heart attack.
What is wrong if you keep messing up? It's like when we're trying to arrange a song, when we write a song and we're trying to arrange it and it just keeps not working out, and we're like, it's not that the song's not good, it's that it's not right for the time. And I know if I keep messing a song up, it might mean that it's not right for the time.
There's a lot of songs that we arrange that we'll say, go home, we arranged it, we'll go home our separate ways and listen to it, because I say it is not right, or else we just can't arrange it, and we're pretty good at arranging together.
I mean, we've known each other since we were 10.
You've exhausted a lot of possibilities.
I know what you're talking about. I hope it all goes well.
I started this song one day. We were playing on that resurgence of Lilith Fair that happened a while back. It was like a reunion of it. And Cat Power was playing, and I was watching her. And I don't know why, I started writing this song, and it was all about travels around the world that I've been on, and then I just put it away and finished it a long time later after my dad passed away, because then I felt like I knew what I was talking about, which was like the impermanence of life and things, you know, and all that. Joan Didion had written a great book about grieving, and I read it about 20 million times. And then I used some of it in the song.